I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Last week, the Xavier women's basketball coach, Amy Waugh, talked about the upcoming season. This morning, UC coach Jamel Elliott is in the front row with Betsy Ross to do the same.
I think every year we get into the basketball season, and let's face it, between you and me, the guys' programs get a lot of publicity, so we like to shine a light on some of the women's programs here in the area, including the one at the University of Cincinnati. The women's basketball schedule is out, and it's going to be another big one in the Big East, and the head coach there of your Cincinnati Bearcats, Jamel Elliott, with us on the front row. Coach, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Betsy. Thanks for having me.
It's always a test when you have to jump into the Big East, and we'll talk about the particulars about the whole conference schedule and the season coming up in just a little bit. But recently signed a contract extension, so we're expecting you here through 2017-18. That has to be good for you and good for the program to know that you're going to be here for a while. You're going to be able to coach these youngsters, and you're going to be able to recruit, telling kids coming in that I'm going to be here.
Well, obviously, it feels good for myself as well as my staff, or with Babcock, who's our athletic director, to have the confidence in me. Moving forward to be the head coach of the women's basketball team here at the University of Cincinnati. And like you mentioned before, it allows us to have that stability so when we're going into recruit homes and we're going out and recruiting players that we want to play here for 4 years, they have the confidence in knowing that, you know, I'll be here as well as, you know, hopefully my staff for at least the next 6 years. So it's comforting on all points, you know, obviously from my standpoint, my staff standpoint, as well as recruits, knowing that, you know, they're going to have a head coach that's going to be around for a while.
Last season, a 16-16 record, a 7-game improvement from the last time around, and the most wins in almost a decade for the program. And you got into the postseason playing in the WNIT with a win there. What does that mean for you to be able to show steady improvement since you've been here?
Well, obviously, you know, probably better than me that, you know, with the program that I inherited, you know, obviously it was, you know, a situation where they hadn't been winning in a long time. And, you know, I had an opportunity to come here when they was looking for a women's basketball coach. And I knew, you know, it's going to take a while for me to, you know, get the players in place that I wanted to have on my team. And obviously the support was there from the administration, but, you know, it takes time. And I knew that going in, I was prepared to, you know, build a solid foundation and take some knocks my first couple years. And then last year, you know, with 2 years under my belt going into year three, you know, we was really able to, you know, establish some team chemistry. The players on the team was able to understand my system and the things that I expected on the basketball court. They bought into that. They wanted to compete and win just as much as I did. And it showed with the improvement from the year before.
Jamel Elliott, for those of you who may not know, was a star at University of Connecticut, really helped build that program to what we know it as UConn these days, and then stayed there at Storrs, Connecticut to be an assistant coach, longtime assistant coach for Gino Auriemma before she came here to take the head coaching job at the University of Cincinnati. I know that you're still close to Coach Auriemma and to a lot of the players there and a lot of the graduates from there. When you took this job here in Clifton and Gino came here for the announcement to really show his support, what kind of advice, or did he give you one piece of advice?
You know, it was, it was just one sentence he told me, you know, and we were getting ready to go into the press conference, and, you know, he must have saw that look on my face like, okay, you know, what am I getting into? I hope I'm ready. I hope I'm the right person for this job. And, you know, he just kind of said to me, you know, I know you want to do everything right, but you're not going to be able to do everything right away, but make sure you do one thing right every day. And that's something that, you know, really stuck with me. And, you know, it made me put everything into perspective. Like, yes, I would want us to be competing for a national championship in year one, but, you know, if I do one thing or two things right, you know, hiring a staff, doing the right things in recruiting, getting out in the community, making sure my players graduate, you know, building the program in a way that's going to be a solid foundation, you know, everything else to take care of itself. And, you know, I truly believe that we're well on our way to doing that.
UC head coach Jamel Elliott, as the UC women's basketball season be getting underway in just about a month or so. Most teams in the preseason or in the season leading up to their conference schedule, they schedule some tough teams to kind of get ready for the conference. The conference itself, the Big East, is a tough test right there. And we know how the Big East is shifting, and some teams are here and some teams are leaving and more will be coming in. But the familiar names that we know, UConn will be coming in. You'll be facing Rutgers. You'll be facing a lot of those Big East teams that we have been familiar with over the last few years. What is it like to face a Big East schedule, arguably the best women's basketball conference in the country?
Well, you know, you mentioned non-conference. And so when you know you're going to be facing tough competition once you get in the conference play, you know, it's a fine line with how you schedule your non-conference games. You don't want to schedule, you know, too many top 25 teams, knowing that you're going to have a tough conference schedule. But at the same time, you want to make sure you're tested before you go into conference play. And, you know, this year we're playing at Ohio State. We're going out to Hawaii to play in their tournament out in Honolulu, and with the SEC team, Alabama out there, University of Hawaii out there, where it's always tough to play them on their home court. So, you know, you want to find a balance where you want to play some teams that are tough so you're ready for conference play, but at the same time, you know, hopefully some teams that, you know, you'll be able to get a win against, but at the same time working on things that you need to improve on, which will allow us to see what we need to do differently, what we need to tweak, what we may need to change, what have you.
I think anyone who is familiar with women's basketball kind of knows the style that UConn plays. Geno has built this program into a perennial national title contender just about every season. A lot of what we see in UConn, we're beginning to see your coaching show up in the Bearcats. What kind of player do you look for when you go out and recruit? You've had luck around this area. You recruited Daisha Hollins, a local player who's becoming a star with the Bearcats. But what do you look for in a student athlete to join the Bearcats?
Well, that's the key word, a student-athlete. You know, obviously I want a student-athlete who's going to come in who cares about academics, you know, somebody who wants to do well in the classroom, wants to get a degree, and I feel that it goes hand-in-hand. If they work hard in the classroom, it's going to correlate to what they do on the basketball court. So that's number one. And then from a basketball standpoint, obviously you want somebody who has the talent, not only the talent, but the confidence to play in the Big East Conference. You know, we've been talking about how tough our conference is. So not only do you have to have the actual skills, but you have to have the confidence mentally to know and believe that you can play and compete in a conference like ours. And then wanting to work hard, you know, wanting to, you know, be better every day, you know, continue to work on their game, not just be content with where they are, but I want players to want to improve not only every year, but every practice, every couple weeks, every month. I want a constant improvement. So there's a lot of things we look for. Right now, we're not in a situation right now where we can just go in and pick the, you know, it's a done deal like when I was at Connecticut where you can recruit the best players in the country from a talent standpoint. They're not ready to come to Cincinnati yet. You know, hopefully that'll change in the future. But outside of that, we still want players that's talented, you know, players that's used to winning, competing, maximum effort, and then obviously want to do what it takes to be successful in the classroom.
You touched on a program that not only is responsible for its student athletes, but really reaches out to the community. Why do you think that's important for you and your players to really make that community connection?
Well, I think it's important, obviously, with us being in Clifton, you know, in the city of Cincinnati, I think it's important for us to get out and let people know, whether it's in the city, whether it's not in the city, that, you know, if you work hard, you know, whether it's basketball or another sport or dancing or music, you know, there's a lot of opportunities for you out there to go to college and you're not necessarily having to put your mom and dad in, you know, a lot of debt. So, you know, to have the opportunity to, if you do well in the classroom, if you have basketball skills, in our case specifically, you know, there's a chance for you to go to school, have your school paid for. But not only that, to get out in the community and just let them know there's some role models up on UC's campus that some young girls, some young boys can look up to.
13 games against 12 teams that were in postseason last year. The home schedule includes UConn, DePaul, Rutgers, Villanova, Syracuse. It's going to be a fun season, and you're the host for the Women's Crosstown Shootout against Xavier this year as well. Should be an exciting season, Coach.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We're 4 days into practice right now. We're working hard. We're getting better every day. And I'm looking forward to seeing what this season has to offer for the Bearcats.
UC head coach Jamel Elliott for the women's program, leading the Bearcats with a contract extension through the 2017-2018 season. Coach, thank you so much for being with us in the front row.
Thank you so much, Betsy. It's always a pleasure talking to you.